Yesterday, federal officials issued a tough report, finding Philadelphia police officers on the whole don't understand when they should and should not use deadly force. The Justice Department is calling for a policy and training overhaul. Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says some reforms are already happening, but Newsworks blogger Solomon Jones contends that policy changes won't be enough.
On Monday, when the Justice Department released its report recommending changes in the Philadelphia Police Department's use of deadly force policies, I thought of the first time I saw police brutality. I was 14. My parents had just divorced, and I'd only recently moved to North Philadelphia from West Oak Lane. As a child who'd spent his life in a working-class neighborhood prior to that, I'd never before had reason to fear the police. But on that day, as my brother and I stared down from a third-floor window, two white police officers grabbed a black man on the corner of 25th and Oxford, slammed him against the hood of their police cruiser, and beat him with their batons until his blood smeared the hood of the car like thick red paint. I think of that day whenever I hear claims about excessive force by police. I think of it because on that day, at the tender age of 14, I realized that my community's experience with police was different than that of my white classmates. While they could view every police officer as a friend, I could not, because there was always the risk that the blood at the end of the baton could be mine. As I grew older, the memory of that day faded beneath layers of life experience. I learned that not all police officers are the same. But I also learned that the brutality we suffered under former Police Commissioner Frank Rizzo did not die at the hands of federal investigators. It simply changed form, and in some ways, became even more deadly. That reality came to light in 2012, when Philadelphia police shootings spiked at 52. It was then that Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey requested the Justice Department review of deadly force policies. Over the seven-year period it studied, the Justice Department found serious deficiencies in the department's use of force policies and training, inconsistent supervision and control of officer-involved shooting investigations, and woefully insufficient oversight practices. The report prescribes 91 recommendations to help the department improve, including the use of an independent investigative agency to review all police shootings of unarmed individuals. But while I'm heartened by the Justice Department's recommendations, I'm saddened that so little has changed. Of the 364 police shootings covered by the report, 55 of them were in the 22nd District, the same place I lived when I looked out my window and saw that man beaten by police. You can't continue such behavior for decades if you believe in someone's humanity. That's why it will take more than a change in training to stop police from brutalizing people of color. Ultimately, it will take a change of heart. I'm Solomon Jones.